BBC News. A court in South Africa has sentenced a woman to 10 years in prison for abducting a newborn baby nearly 20 years ago and raising her as her own. The 50-year-old woman had pleaded not guilty to the charges of fraud and kidnapping. The baby, Zephanie Nurse, was snatched from her mother's hospital bedside. An airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition in northern Yemen is reported to have hit a hospital run by the aid agency Médecins Sans Frontières. One report from the scene in the rebel-held Abs district said 7 people had been killed and 13 wounded. Police in Turkey investigating last month's failed coup have raided 3 courthouses in Istanbul. The raids followed the issuing of arrest warrants for more than 170 prosecutors and other staff. The Zambian president, Edgar Lungu, has been re-elected amid opposition allegations of vote rigging. The Electoral Commission said he secured just over 50% in Thursday's vote, defeating his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, who won almost 48%. One of Turkey's best-known journalists, Can Dündar, has announced he's resigning as editor-in-chief of the main opposition newspaper, Cumhuriyet. Mr. Dündar said he no longer had any faith in the judiciary after last month's failed coup. Reports from Malaysia say it will not host this year's FIFA Congress because of what Malaysian football officials described as government advice on security issues. The reports say that Malaysia relinquished the hosting rights granted in 2013 because the Muslim-majority country could not guarantee visas to delegates from Israel. On the 10th day of the Rio 2016 Olympics, Poland's Anita Wodarczyk has thrown a massive new world record of 82.29 metres to win gold in the women's hammer throw. There are a total of 17 contests for gold medals today. BBC News.